Chapter 198. The day before they're set to leave Halam Shiral to return to Skyhold one last time, Llewellyn calls them into her room, one by one. She calls Varric after Cole. The guards at either side of her door quietly wave him in, subdued and long-faced. When he goes in, Cole and Llewellyn are standing close. Cole leans down to press his forehead to hers. Their noses touch. His hands earnestly hold hers, and they murmur soft things to each other. Llewellyn pulls back, takes her hand from him to sweep back the hair from his eyes, and kisses his forehead. A soft, long kiss. And when she draws back, she smiles. A soft, long smile. And gently swipes her thumb down between his brows, over the line of his nose. A blessing, a gift, and a message Varric wasn't meant to hear. Cole lowers his head, and takes up his hat and slips past Varric. And in a message he is meant to hear, Cole whispers, "She wants you to know." Varric waits, and Llewellyn looks at him. His mind slowly slips back a few years, to snow and demons, soulless and not yet Inquisition soldiers. Her hand raised, anchor almost blinding, and the raw newness of her face. "You named your crossbow?" Llewellyn holds her hand out to him, and of course he goes to her to take it. The girls conditioned them. Varric squeezes her hand in his, and she looks down at him and slowly bends down. She kisses his cheek, a soft, warm, and somehow sad thing, delicately placed, like she knows exactly where to put her mouth to cause the most damage. "Thank you," she says, drawing back, her hand slowly threading her fingers through his and squeezing. "You were kind." Somehow, that one sentence throws up an entire ocean of warning flags in Varric's brain. It sounds like goodbye. It sounds like something empty and hollow. It sounds utterly sincere. It sounds like something that stops a heart. It sounds like some sort of secret or hidden meaning or something. Varric doesn't know what to say to that, and she probably doesn't expect him to say anything. In his hand, there is a small bag tied with string. He experimentally squeezes it, and feels small things inside moving around. Seeds. He's willing to bet if he opened it, he'd find poppy seeds. She smiles like she can read his mind, and his heart kicks in his chest. "Poppy," he says, and she shakes her head no. The warning flags are on fire now. Varric swears to himself that he's going to ask her what she means when they get back to Skyhold. Former Inquisitor Llewellyn, last of the Llewellyn clan of the Dalish, and latest and last Inquisitor of Thedas, first Thaw of the Inquisitor, and Noble of Kirkwall, never returns to Skyhold. "And you," Dorian rounds on Blackwall, "what are you doing here?"
"A man can't stand where he pleases?"
"No, not in this castle, full of spies and crazed soldiers who've suffered one too many blows to the head. No." Dorian narrows his eyes at the small crowd of people he almost considers friends, if not for how damned insufferable they are. "Are you joking?"
"No, I'm Cole," Cole says, helpfully from where he's perched on the rail of the training ring, a basket full of medical supplies in his lap, because he's sweet like that.
One cannot be mad at Cole, unless you're Sarah or Vivian, in which case those two can be mad at anything. Mostly they're mad at each other. Dorian digresses. "This is unnecessary."
"You can't just beat things with a stick whenever you run out of mana," Cullen says.
"Watch me," Dorian replies, and eyes Sutherland warily. Also, why is it him?
It's good training for you both, Cullen replies. And the worst part is that Cullen is actually doing this in earnest. He genuinely has Dorian and Sutherland's benefit at heart. It's just awful, really. Dorian would almost be able to take this better if he were doing this for a laugh. Dorian sighs and examines the wooden sword in his hand.
I don't see you make our dear Inquisitor train with a sword. The assembled crowd makes various sounds of derision and worry.
She can handle herself without a sword, Cullen says. Recall that she's been doing hand-to-hand combat training with Bull and knife fighting with Skinner and Cole for the better part of a year. And that she's Dalish.
Which, really, says a lot, considering.
You let her beat things with sticks? Dorian says, wrinkling his nose and taking an idle swing.
It feels incredibly wrong. Hopefully he doesn't jab himself in the face with it.
She's better at it than you, Bull says. Stop jabbering and start training. I don't have all day to watch this disaster.
Yeah, he's got hangovers to plan for, Stitches says.
And blades to polish.
And tea parties to have with Josephine.
Everyone startles, and a few dozen curse words are thrown in for good measure. Llewellyn looks around at them.
What?
It's not a fucking tea party, boss, Bull says.
How?
Krem rounds on Dalish and Skinner.
How?
The two shrug and snicker.
Can I join too?
Llewellyn asks, one leg already dangling over the fence as she attempts to climb into the ring. Bull reaches over Rocky and Cole and picks her up by the back of her neck.
No, this is all Pavas. You don't want to steal his spotlight, do you, boss?
Bull says, tossing her up and catching her around the waist, before lifting her so she can scramble onto his shoulders.
No,
she says, and Dorian presses his knuckles to his forehead and promises himself that he won't poison half the hold in revenge. When he looks up, Cullen is looking at him with an arched eyebrow.
Fine, fine, Dorian sighs, throwing his hands up in exasperation.
Fine. Make a fool of the Tevinter for morale.
Fine.
You're not the only Tevinter,
Krem calls out.
Just the only one who sucks at beating the shit out of things without a stick.
Thank you, Tevinter B. You are, as ever, unhelpful.
Llewellyn laughs, delighted, as she dashes about Skyhold's lower courtyard, discovering whatever mysteries its last tenants left behind.
Stables, she says,
flying past Cullen and some scouts, with a gust of wind that almost blows papers away. Cullen just calmly puts his hand down on said papers and continues talking.
Used to it? Varric asks, and Cullen snorts.
The circle teaches one much about excited mages and paperwork, Cullen replies, and Llewellyn comes running back with some hearts trotting after her.
Wait for Dennett.
Yes,
Llewellyn answers, jumping up with her hands in the air and waving at someone on the castle walls that Varric can't see from here.
Stables!
Llewellyn jumps onto the back of one of the hearts, chattering at them all the while as they meander over in the general direction of a somewhat dilapidated and rotting building that's to house the Inquisition's main mounts in the future. Dennett has mostly been setting things up with the mounts outside of Skyhold, where there was more room and generally less noise if one of them took a shit wherever. The hearts, as always, have faithfully stayed at their mistress's side. Llewellyn disappears into the stable itself, the hearts calmly standing around the stable entrances, like extremely large and horned guard dogs. Llewellyn appears on the roof of the stable a few minutes later, holding up what could either be an extremely mangy cat, a raccoon, or some sort of previously unknown animal. Varric looks at Cullen. Cullen is determinedly looking down at the papers in front of him, while his scouts and soldiers wait, expectantly. Cullen sighs. Rylan? Yes, sir. She's found something again, hasn't she? Should I answer that with the truth, sir? Is it bigger than the last one? About the same. Maybe smaller if it had a bath and a trim. Varric is beginning to like this, Rylan. And he's also beginning to worry about what else Lavellan's found. Go have someone convince her to put it with the rest of them, Cullen sighs, and remind her to wash her hands. So, what's it like being a parent? Varric asks, as Rylan issues orders to a pair of unfortunate scouts, who know they're unfortunate by the looks on their faces and the looks of relief on everyone else's. What's it like being the favorite uncle? Cullen returns, and Varric wonders what the hell that means. Then, a few minutes later, Lavellan comes up to him and brandishes a dirty, smelly, hissing, clawed thing into his face and smiles at him. The two scouts from earlier stand behind her, looking harried and somewhat confused as to how they got here. For you, Lavellan says, to keep you warm at night. Varric gets it and swears at Cullen in his head, but he takes the damn thing, because how do you say no to her face? And hopes it doesn't have a disease.